It's the low. Yo, is the mic on? Check. All right, let's go. Let's go, come on.
Last one, baby. Let's go. Detroit! There's not much you could do or say to faze me. People think I'm a little bit crazy. I get it from all angles, even occasionally. Doc Drazy will have to step in every once in a while to save me, to make me stop and think about it before I just say things. Sometimes I forget what other people just may think. A lot of rappers probably wouldn't know how to take me if they heard some shit I laid a tape for to erase me. I may be a little too fast paced and racy. Sometimes the average listener rewinds and plays me 20 times cause I say so many rhymes it may seem like I'm going too fast cause my mind is racing. And I could give a fuck what category you place me, long as when I'm pushing up daisies and gone, as long as you place me amongst one of them greats. When I hit the heavenly gates, I'll be cool beside Jay-Z. For every single diehard fan who embraced me, I'm thankful for the talent in which God gave me, and I'm thankful for the environment that he placed me. Believe it or not, I thank my mom for how she raised me in a neighborhood daily that jumped and chased me. It only made me what I am today. See, regardless of what anybody believes who hates me, you ain't gonna make or break me trying to strip me of my credibility and make me look fake. G, you're only gonna be in for a rude awakening, cause sooner or later you haters are all gonna face me. And when you face me with all the shit you've been saving to say to me, you had all this time to think about it, now don't pussy out and try to about face me, cause I've been patiently waiting for the day that we finally meet in the same place to see.
No matter how many battles I've been in and won, no matter how many magazines on my nuts, no matter how many MCs I eat up, oh, it's never enough. No matter how many battles I've been in and won, no matter how many magazines on my nuts, no matter how many MCs I eat up, oh, oh, it's never enough. My flow's untouchable, now you gotta face it. Uh-oh, it gets worse when I go back to the basics. You go say the wrong shit and get your whole face split. The smell of victory, love it so much I can taste it. I spot my target, blaze a direct hit. Grazed you, peace talk, save it, your shit sounds dated. You overrated, I'm obligated to study your moves and crush you motherfuckers. If I'm the best and the worst, then God's gift is a curse. So you train to destroy, you paying attention, boy? I spit shit, slick shit, so quick you miss it. To be specific, I go ballistic, it's horrible. My music is a drug, press play, you ain't gotta sniff it. Shoot it or pop it, roll the bag of the chopper. It'll get you high over and over, but you gotta cop it. When it's hot, it's hot, you're hating, it's undeniable, stop it.
No matter how many battles I've been in and won, no matter how many magazines on my nuts, no matter how many MCs I eat up, oh, it's never enough. No matter how many battles I've been in and won, no matter how many magazines on my nuts, no matter how many MCs I eat up, oh, it's never enough.
What we have to do is deal with it when these individuals are young enough, if you will, to be saved, not in a religious sense, but not to constitute what this country at times calls their throwaway children.
We seem to be approaching an age of the gross.
We all have this idea that we should move up a little bit from our parent station, and each generation should do a little bit better.
Alright, come on, let's cut the bullshit enough. Let's get it started, let's start addressing this issue and open it up. Let's take the shit back to the basement and we can discard statements that's made on this tape and its whole origin of the music that we all know and love, the music we all enjoy, the music you accuse me of trying to destroy. Let's rewind it to 89 when I was a boy on the east side of Detroit, crossing 8 Mile in the warning to hit territory. I like to share a story, this is my story, and can't nobody tell it for me. Do it well and for me. I'm well aware that I don't belong here. You made that perfectly clear. I get my ass kicked damn near everywhere, from Bel Air Shopping Center just for stopping in there, from the black side all the way to the white side. Okay, there's a bright side, a day that I might slide. You may call it a pass, I call it hauling my ass through that patch of grass, over them railroad tracks. Oh, them railroad tracks, them old railroad tracks, them good old notorious, so well-known tracks. So let's go back, follow the yellow brick road as we go on another episode. Journey with me as I take you through this nifty little place that I once used to call home, sweet home. Come on, let's go back, follow the yellow brick road as we go on another episode. Journey with me as I take you through this nifty little place that I once used to call home, sweet home. I roam the streets so much they call me a drifter. Sometimes I'd stick up a thumb just to hitchhike, just to get picked up, to get me a lifter. 8 Mile and Van Dyke, I'll steal a goddamn bike from somebody's backyard, drop it off at the park. That was the halfway mark to meet Kim at, to walk back to her mama's on Chalmers after dark, to sneak me in the house when I'm kicked out my mom's. That's about the time I first met Proof with Goofy
Gary on the steps at Osborne handing out some flyers. We was doing some talent shows at Centerline High. I told him to stop by and check us out sometime. He looked at me like I'm out my mind. Shook his head like white boys don't know how to rhyme. I spit out a line and rhyme. Birthday with first place, and we both had the same rhymes that sound alike. We was on the same shit that Big Daddy Kane shit, but compound syllable sound combined. From that day we was down to ride. Somehow we knew we'd meet again somewhere down the line.
So let's go back, follow the yellow brick road as we go on another episode. Journey with me as I take it through this nifty little place that I once used to call home, sweet home, sweet home. Let's go back, follow the yellow brick road as we go on another episode. Journey with me as I take it through this nifty little place that I once used to call home, sweet home.
My first year in ninth grade, can't forget that day at school. It was cool to your man, MC Shan came through and set the Pumas to brand, cause the Klan makes troops. It was rumors, but man, goddamn, they flew. Must have been true because, man, we done banned they shoes. I had the new ones, the Cool J Iceland Sway too, but we just threw them in the trash like the yesterday's news. Guess who came through next? X-Clan debuted. Professor X
and Glorious
exists in a state of red, black, and green with a key, sissies. Now with this being the new trend, we don't fit in. Crackers is out with cactus albums. Blackness is in. African symbols and medallions represent black power, and we ain't know what it meant. Me and my man Howard and Butter would go to the mall with them all over our necks like we're showing them off. Not knowing at all we was being laughed at. You ain't even half black, you ain't supposed to have that. Homie, let me grab that. And that Flavor Flav clock, we gon' have to snatch that. All I remember is meeting back at Mannix's basement, saying how we hate this. I racist, but dope, the X-Clan's tape is. Which reminds me, back in 89, me and Kim broke up for the first time. She was trying to two-time me, and there was this black girl at our school who thought I was cool cause I rapped, so she was kinda eyeing me. And oh, the irony, guess what her name was. Ain't even gonna say it, plus the same color hair as hers was, and blue contacts, and a pair of jugs. The bomb is goddamn, girl in our whole school. If I could pull it, not only would I become more popular, but I would be able to piss him off at the same time. But it backfired. I was supposed to dump her, but she dumped me for this black guy. And that's the last I ever seen or heard or spoke to the old foolish pride girl. But I've heard people say they heard the tape, and it ain't that bad, but it was. I singled out a whole race, and for that I apologize. I was wrong, cause no matter what color a girl is, she's still a
soul. Let's go back, follow the yellow brick road as we go on another episode. Journey with me as I take you through this nifty little place that I once used to call home, sweet home. Come on, let's go back, follow the yellow brick road as we go on another episode. Journey with me as I take you through this nifty little place that I once used to call home, sweet home, sweet home.
Even though I hold the weight of the whole world on my shoulders, I ain't never supposed to show it. My crew ain't supposed to know it. Even if it means going toe-to-toe with the Benzino, it don't matter. I'd never drag them in battles that I can handle unless I absolutely have to. I'm supposed to set an example. I need to be the leader. My crew looks for me to guide them. Some shit ever just pop off, I'm supposed to be beside them. That job said I tried to squash it, it was too late to stop it. There's a certain line you just don't cross, and he crossed it. I heard him say Haley's name on the song and I just lost it. It was crazy, this shit went wavy on some Jay-Z and Nas shit. And even though the battle was won, I feel like we lost it. I spent so much energy on it, honestly I'm exhausted. And I'm so caught in it. I almost feel I'm the one who caused it. This ain't what I'm in hip-hop for, it's not why I gotten it. That was never my object, for someone to get killed. Why would I want to destroy something I helped build? It wasn't my intentions, my intentions were good. I went through my whole career without ever mentioning it. Never just out of respect for not running my mouth and talking about something that I knew nothing about. Frustrates told me stay out. This wasn't my beef, so I did. I just fell back, watched and gritted my teeth while he's all over TV. Now I'm talking to a man who literally saved my life. Like, fuck it, I understand. This is business, and this shit just isn't none of my business. But still knowing this shit could pop off at any minute. To be a time when you could just say a rhyme and wouldn't have to worry about one of your people dying. But now it's elevated, cause once you put someone's kids in it, shit gets escalated. It ain't just words no more, is it? It's a different ballgame. You call names and you ain't just rapping. We actually tried to stop the 50 and Jobby from happening. Me and Dre had sat with him, kicked it and had a chat with him, and asked him not to start it. He wasn't gonna go after him until Josh started gapping. In magazines how we stabbed him. Fuck. Smash him, mash on him, let him have it. Meanwhile, my attention's pulled in another direction. Some receptionist said the source who answers phones at his desk has an erection for me and thinks that I'll be his resurrection. Tries to blow the dust off his mic and make a new record. But now he's fucked the game up, cause one of the ways I came up was through that publication, the same one that made me famous. Now the owner of it has got a grudge against me for nothing. Well, fuck it, that motherfucker could get it too. Fuck him, man. But I'm so busy being pissed off, I don't stop to think that we just inherited 50's beef with Murder Inc. And he's inherited mine, which is fine. Ain't like either of us mine. We still have soldiers that's on the front line. He's willing to die for us as soon as we give the orders. Never to extort us, strictly to show they support us. Or maybe shout them out in a rapper up in a chorus to show them we love them back and let them know how important it is to have Runyon Avenue soldiers up in our corners. The loyalty to us is worth more than any award is. But I ain't trying to have none of my people heard or murdered. It ain't worth it. I can't think of a perfect way to word it. Did it just say that I love y'all too much to see the verdict? I'll walk away from it all before I let it go any further. But don't get it twisted, it's not a plea that I'm copping. I'm just willing to be the bigger man if y'all can quit popping off at your jaws. Well, then I can, cause frankly I'm sick of talking. I'm not gonna let someone else's coffin rest on my conscience.
Yeah, he just snaps back. Come along, follow me as I lead through the darkness as I provide just enough spark that we need to proceed. Carry on, give me hope, give me strength. Come with me and I won't steer you wrong. Put your faith and your trust as I guide us through the fog to the light. At the end of the tunnel, we gon' fight, we gon' charge, we gon' storm, we gon' march through the swamp, we gon' march through the marsh. Take us right through the doors. Come on, people up top, on the side, in the middle, come together, let's all fall and storm just a little. Just let it gradually build from the front to the back. All you can see is the sea of people, some white and some black. Don't matter what color, all that matters, we're gathered together to celebrate for the same cause. No matter the weather, if it rains, let it rain. Yeah, the wetter, the better. They ain't gonna stop us, they can't. We're stronger now more than ever. They tell us no, we say yeah. They tell us stop, we say go. Rebel with a rebel yell. Raise hell, we gon' let them know. Storm, push, shove, mush, fuck Bush, until they bring our troops home. Come on, just come along. Follow me as I lead through the darkness, as I provide just enough spark that we need to proceed. Carry on, give me hope, give me strength. Come with me and I won't steer you wrong. Put your faith and your trust as I guide us through the fog to the light. At the end of the tunnel, we gon' fight, we gon' charge, we gon' storm, we gon' march through the swamp, we gon' march through the marsh. Take us right through the doors. Come on. Imagine it pouring, swinging down on us. Marsh pits outside the Oval Office. Someone's trying to tell us something. Maybe this is God just saying we're responsible for this monster, this coward that we have empowered. This is Bin Laden. Look at his head nodding. How could we allow something like this without pumping our fists? Now this is our final hour. Let me be the voice and your strength and your choice. Let me simplify the rhyme just to amplify the noise. Try to amplify it times it and multiply it by 16 million people all equal at this high pitch. Maybe we can reach Al-Qaeda through my speech. Let the president answer high anarchy. Strap him with an AK-47, let him go fight his own war. Let him impress daddy that way. No more blood for oil, we got our own battle to fight on our own soil. No more psychological warfare to trick us to thinking that we ain't loyal. If we don't serve our own country, we're patronizing a hero. Look in his eyes, it's all lies. The stars and stripes, they've been swiped, washed out and wiped, and replaced with his own face. Marsh now or die. If I get sniped tonight, you'll know why, as I told you to fight. Come along, follow me as I lead through the darkness, as I provide just enough spark that we need to proceed. Carry on, give me hope, give me strength. Come with me and I won't steer you wrong. Put your faith and your trust as I guide us through the fog to the light. At the end of the tunnel, we gon' fight, we gon' charge, we gon' storm, we gon' march through the swamp, we gon' march through the marsh. Take us right through the doors. Come on. And as we proceed to march through this desert storm and these closing statements,
there I go, thinking of you again.
Type of song. Whoa, I got a million reasons. enough to put some ink to. So fuck it, I'ma start right here. I'll just be brief up, about to rattle off some of the reasons.
I knew I shouldn't go and get another tattoo of you on my arm, but what am I going to do? I go and get another one, now I got two. Ooh, now I'm sitting here with your name on my skin. I can't believe I went and did this stupid shit again. My next girlfriend, now her name's gotta be Kim. Shit. If you only knew how much I hated you for every motherfucking thing you've ever put us through, then I wouldn't be standing here crying over you.
Probably be a little better instead of a letter that you probably just shred up. Yeah, I stumbled on your picture yesterday and it made me stop and think of how much of a waste it'd be for me to put some ink to a stupid piece of paper. I'd rather let you see how much I fucking hate you in a freestyle.
You're a fucking coconut, so I hope you fucking die. I hope you get to hell and Satan sticks a needle in your eye. I hate your fucking gut, you fucking slut. I hope you die. Die, 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 die. Don't get me wrong, I'm not bitter, I'm mad. It's not that I still love you, it's not cause I want you back. It's just that when I think of you, it makes me wanna yak. What else can I do? I haven't got a clue. Now I guess I just move on, I have no choice but to. But every time I think of you, now all I wanna do is puke. To my stomach.
Generics. 16 and use the fake ID to sneak in VIP to see R. Kelly. To be so young and naive, but what I wouldn't give to live so Kim and carefree. Paris and Nikki's parents must be so tickled they cherish every picture with their kids with hickeys all over their necks. Hickory dickory dirt, digger, but look at me work wizardry with these words. Am I a jerk or this jerk chicken or jerk in the chain? 22 jerks in a jerk circle, it is in a circle jerk. Oh, wait a minute, what am I saying? Allow me to run it back and rewind it. Well, let me ask you again. Am I just jerk in the chain? Am I berserk or insane? Or am I just one of them damn amateurs working the damn camera? Is them and one of them Paris Hilton on me? Pornos who keeps tilting the lens at an angle. Just recently somebody just discovered Britney and Justin. Videotapes of them fucking with neighbors just mouth their tears in the Mickey Mouse Club and dusted them and went straight to the source with them, cause they could have sworn someone said no, and then tried to erase and record over it. But you listen close enough to it, you can hear the and then they come to find out it was just insane. I'm gonna come and it's what's supposed to be my first single, but I just fucked that up, so fuck it, let's all have fun, let's mingle. Slap a bitch and smack a hoe. This was supposed to be my catchy little jingle that you hear on your radio, but shit's about to hit the shingle. Ow, 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 no. Chest and address it about my lyrics, I'd love to hear it. All you gotta do is pick up the phone and just dial up this number. It's 1-800, I'm a dick sucker, I love to suck a dick. And if someone picks up, you can talk all the shit you want about me. Just type in your number back and follow it by the pound key, and I'll be sure to get back as soon as there comes a day that I follow with Dre. Wake up game, make up a break. Hey. So fuck a chicken, lick a chicken, suck a chicken, beat a chicken, eat a chicken like it's a big cock, fuck a big cock. Lick a dick and eat a dick and stick a dick in your mouth. I'm done, you can fuck off, fuck off, fuck off. And this was supposed to be my first single, but I just fucked that up, so fuck it, let's all have fun, let's mingle. Slap a bitch and smack a hoe. This was supposed to be my catchy little jingle that you hear on your radio, but shit's about to hit the shingle. Ow, 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 now.
Not going to be surprised, but Michael Jackson is extremely upset about the Just Lose It video, and I mean, he's pissed, so I don't know what he's going to do, but we got to talk about how we're going to handle this. Oh yeah, anyway, somebody told me that they heard a rumor that you got a new gun. I know it's probably not true, but I just need to talk to you about that, so give me a call.
Definitely, definitely, definitely dope. Definitely, definitely Kmart. Yeah. Yeah.
You find me offensive, I find you offensive for finding me offensive. Hence, if I should draw the line, any fences? If so, to what extensive? Any should I go? Cause it's getting expensive. Being on the other side of the courtroom on the defensive. They say I cause extensive psychological nerve damage to the brain when I go to lengths this far at other people's expenses. I say you're all just too goddamn sensitive. It's censorship and it's downright blasphemous. Let's end this shit now, cause I won't stand for this. And Christopher's won't sit for this neither. And let's clear this up too, I ain't got no beef with him either. He used to be like a hero to me. I even believe I had one of those 25 cent stickers on my refrigerator, right next to Darth Vader. And Darth must have put a hex on him for later. I feel like it's my fault cause of the the way that I stuck him up in between him and Lex Luthor. I killed Superman, I killed Superman. And how ironic that I'd be the bad guy, Kryptonite, the Green Chronic. Cause I ain't got no legs or no brain. Nice to meet you, hi, my name is, I forgot my name. My name was not to become what I became. With this level of fame, my soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is
Rain Man.
Now in the Bible it says, thou shalt not wash two lesbians in bed, have homosexual sex, unless of course you were given the consent to join in. Then of course it's intercourse and it's bisexual sex, which isn't as bad, as long as you show some remorse for your actions, either before, during, or after performing the act of that which is normally referred to as such. More commonly known phrases that are more used by today's kids in a more derogatory way. But who's to say what's fair to say and what not to say? Let's ask Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, I got a question if I may. Yeah. Is it gay to play putt-putt golf with a friend? Yeah. And watch his butt-butt when he tees off? Yeah. Putt-putt, I ain't done yet. In football, the quarterback yells out putt-putt while he reaches in another grown man's ass, grabs on his nuts. But just what if it was never meant, it was just an accident? But he tripped, fell, slipped, and his penis went in his teeny tiny little round honey, and he didn't mean it, but his little weenie flinched just a little bit. And I don't need to go into any more details. But what if he picks at it as a female's butt? Is that gay? I just need to clear things up. Till then I'll just walk around with a manly strut, because I ain't got no legs or no brain. Nice to meet you, hi, my name is, I forgot my name. My name was not to become what I became. With this level of fame, my soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is
Rain Man.
You find me offensive, I find you offensive. Shit, this is the same verse, I just did this. When am I gonna come to my good senses? Probably today Bush comes to my defenses. My spider senses telling me Spider-Man is nearby, and my plan is to get him next and open up a whip-ass canister. God damn it, Dre, where's the goddamn beat? Anyway, I don't know how else to put it. This is the only thing that I'm good at. I am the bad guy, Kryptonite, the Green Chronic, demonic. Yep, don't worry, I'm on it, I got it. High five, Nick Lachey, stuck a pin in Jessica's head and walked away. And then she flew around the room like a balloon. I grabbed the last can of chicken tuna out the trash can and zoom. I headed straight back to the Neverland Ranch with a peanut butter jelly chicken tuna sandwich. And I ain't even gotta make no goddamn sense, I just did a whole song and I didn't say shit. Cause I ain't got no legs or no brain. Nice to meet you, hi, my name is, I forgot my name. My name was not to become what I became. With this level of fame, my soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is
Rain Man. Super dope beat maker, 2,487,973,463,70.
Yeah. I don't understand. Why do you being so mean?
Just jealous of me cause you just can't do what I do. So instead of just admitting it, you walk around and say all kinds of really mean things about me. Cause you're a meanie. But it's only cause you're just really jealous of me, cause I'm what you wanna be. So you just look like an idiot when you say these mean things, cause it's so easy to see you're really just a big weenie.
Alright, listen, I need you to focus. I need you to go dig deep in your mind, this is important. We are going to perform an experiment of the sorts. I'm going to have to ask you to bear with me for a moment. Now I need you to open your mind, your eyes close them. You are now about to be placed under my hypnosis.
For the next 4.5 minutes, we are going to explore into your mind to find out why you're so fucking jealous. Now why do they make you who? Pippity caca poo poo. Psych, I'm kidding, I just wanted to see if you're still listening. Okay, now I need your undivided attention. Sir, I have a question. Why do I always sense this undeniable tension? From the moment that I enter into the room, it gets all quiet and whispered. Whenever there's conversation, why am I always mentioned? I've been dying to ask, it's been itching at me. Is it just because
you're just jealous of me? Cause you just can't do what I do. So instead of just admitting it, you walk around and say all kinds of really mean things about me. Cause you're a meanie, a meanie. But it's only cause you're just really jealous of me. Cause I'm what you wanna be. So you just look like an idiot when you say these mean things. Cause it's so easy to see you're really just a big weenie, big weenie.
Alright, now I just flubbed a line. I was going to say something extremely important, but I forgot who or what it was. I fucked up. Psych, I'm kidding again, you idiot. No, I didn't. That's just what you wanted to hear from me, is that I fucked up, ain't it? But I could bust one take without looking at no paper. It doesn't take a bunch of takes on me to stand here in this booth all day for me to say the truth. Okay, you're drooling, you have tooth decay. Your mouth is open, you're disgusting. What the fuck you eat for lunch? A bunch of sweets or something? What, you munch a bunch of crunch and munch? Your tooth is rotten through the gum. Your breast stinks, wanna chew some gum? Yes, I do, so what am I on? You, sir, are untrue, sir, I'm Marshall, I'm so jealous of you. Please say you won't tell nobody, I'd be so embarrassed. I'm just absolutely terrified that someone's gonna find out why I'm saying all these terrible, evil, and awful mean things. It's my own insecurity.
You're just jealous of me cause you just can't do what I do. So instead of just admitting it, you walk around and say all kinds of really mean things about me. Cause you're a meanie, a meanie. But it's only cause you're just really jealous of me. Cause I'm what you wanna be. So you just look like an idiot when you say these mean things. Cause it's so easy to see you're really just a big weenie, big weenie.
Alright, now we're going to conduct that experiment that we were talking about earlier, just to see what a frog looks like when he takes to its ecstasy. Cause that's exactly what your eyes look like. When I check to see, here's a mirror. Notice the resemblance here? Wait, let me put these sunglasses on. Now look in this mirror. How about now? What do you have in common? You're both green with envy and look like idiots with sunglasses on them. You look like I sound like, singing about weenies. Now take my weenie out of your mouth. This is between me and you. I know you're not happy. I know you'd much rather see me lying in the corner of a room somewhere crying, curled up in a ball, tweaked out of my mind, dying. There's no denying that my weenie's much bigger than yours is. Mine is like sticking a banana between two oranges. Why are you even doing this to yourself? It's pointless. Why do we have to keep on going through this? This is torturous. My point is this, that if you say mean things, weenie will shrink. Now I forgot what the chorus is. You're just a...
You're just jealous of me cause you just can't do what I do. So instead of just admitting it, you walk around and say all kinds of really mean things about me. Cause you're a meanie, a meanie. But it's only cause you're just really jealous of me. Cause I'm what you wanna be. So you just look like an idiot when you say these mean things. Cause it's so easy to see you're really just a big weenie, big weenie.
Fuck off my dick.
I got your call about the Michael Jackson thing, and I know that he's not thrilled about the video. What does he want to be starting something? Will I show him who's really bad? Paul, the way you make me feel with these calls, you should really take a look at the man in the mirror and tell him to beat it, because I won't stop till I get enough. Do you remember the time we were watching the Billie Jean video? Well, it'll always be that Michael to me, and it doesn't matter if he's black or white, because I can't stop loving him, and I hate plastic surgeons, and I hope they all fucking die. How do you like that? And I like him. I like him a lot. I want to touch him, but I can't. Excuse me, I'm taking a shit. Sorry. Anyways, call me back. I have this idea about how I want to end the show. So, hit me when you get this message, fucker. Oh, and by the way, no, I don't have a new gun.
God damn it.
Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, down, down. Guess who's back, baby?
to the dance floor. Alright, stop. Pajama time. Come here, little kitties, on my lap. Guess who's back with a brand new rap? And I don't mean rap as in a new case of child molestation accusation. No worries, Papa's got a brand new bag of toys. What else could I possibly do to make noise? I done touched on everything but little boys. And that's not a stab at Michael, that's just a metaphor. I'm just psycho, I go a little bit crazy sometimes. I get a little bit out of control with my rhymes. Good God, Dick, do a little slide. Bend down, touch your toes, and just glide up the center of the dance floor. Like TP for my bunghole, and it's cool if you let one go. Nobody's gonna know who'd hear it. Give a little poot poot, it's okay. My CD just skipped, and everyone just heard you let one rip. Now I'm gonna make you dance, it's your chance. Yeah, boy, shake that ass. Oops, I mean girl, 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 girl.
Girl, you know you're my world.
Alright, now lose it. Just lose it. Go crazy. Oh baby, oh baby, baby.
Well, it's Friday, and it's my day. Just to party, all the way to Sunday. Maybe till Monday, I don't know what day. Every day's just a holiday. Cruising on the freeway, feeling kinda breezy. Get the top down in my hair blow. I don't know where I'm going. All I know is when I get there, someone's gonna
touch my body.
Miss, I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but I'm feeling just a little stressed out from work. Could you punch me in the stomach and pull my hair? Spit on me, maybe gouge my eyes out.
Yeah.
Now what's your name, girl? What's your sign?
Man, you must be about your mind.
Dre, beer goggles blind. I'm just trying to unwind.
Now I'm gonna make you dance. It's your chance. Yeah, boy, shake that ass. Oops, I mean girl. Girl, girl, girl. Girl, you know you're my world.
Alright, now lose it. Just lose it. Go crazy. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, baby.
It's Tuesday and I'm locked up. I'm in jail and I don't know what happened. They say I was running butt naked down the street screaming. Madam, I'm sorry, I don't remember. All I know is this much, I'm not guilty. They said save it, boy, we got you on tape. Yelling at an old lady to
touch my body.
Now this is the part where the rap breaks down. It gets real intense, no one makes a sound. Everything looks like it's 8 Mile now. The beat goes back and everybody lose their sound. Let's step back to reality. Look, it's B-Rabbit, are you signing me up to battle? I'm a grown man, chubba 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 chubba. I don't have any lines to go right here, so chubba tella tubby fellas.
What?
Fellas, grab your left nut, make your right one jealous.
What?
Black girls, white girls, skinny girls, fat girls, tall girls, small girls, I'm calling all girls. Everyone report to the dance floor. It's your chance for a little romance or butt squeezing. It's the season. Just go so appeasing.
Now I'm gonna make you dance. It's your chance. Yeah, boy, shake that ass. Oops, I mean girl. Girl, girl, girl. Girl, you know you're my world.
Alright, now lose it. Just lose it. Go crazy. Oh baby. Oh baby, baby.
Touch my body. Touch my body. Oh boy, just touch my body. I mean girl, just touch my body. Body, body.
Shake it, I can't believe it. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
The way you move it, you make my PB go
doing, doing, doing.
I don't believe it, it's almost too good to be true. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
The way you move it, you make my PB go
doing, doing, doing.
When she moves, she's like a ballet dancer. She's shaking that ass to the new Nelly jams. I think someone's at the door, but I don't think I'm an answer. Police saying freeze.
Oh. Doing, doing, doing.
What do you mean, freeze? Please, I'm a human being. I have needs. I'm not done, not till I'm finished being. I am not resisting arrest. I am agreeing, Mr. Officer. I'm already on my knees. I can't get on the ground any further. It's impossible for me. And do not treat me like a murderer. I just like to be. If I offend, I'm sorry. Please, please forgive, for I am Triumph the puppet dog. I am a mere puppet. I can get away with anything I say, and you will love it.
way you shake it. I can't believe it. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
The way you move it, you make my PB go
doing, doing, doing.
Jessica Simpson looks so tempting. Nick, I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
Every time I see that show on MTV, my PB goes
doing, doing, doing.
Mary Kate and Ashley used to be so wholesome. Now they're getting older, they're starting to grow bum bums. I go to the movies and sit down with my popcorn. Bully saying freeze.
Doing, doing, doing.
What do you mean, freeze? Jeez, I just got my seat. I have ticket. Look, I put away my zipper zip. Please do not remove me from this movie theater, please. I did not even get to see Mary Kate shower scene. I didn't mean to be obscene or make a great big scene. And don't treat me like I'm Pee Wee Herman. This movie's PG, Mr. Officer. I demand to see my attorney. I will simply plead innocent, cop a plea and be free. Free, yes, free, right back on the streets. What do you mean my lawyers with Michael? He's too busy. I am Triumph. Britney Spears has shoulders like a man. And I can say that and you'll laugh, cause that is a puppet on my hand.
The way you shake it, I can't believe it. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
The way you move it, you make my PB go
doing, doing, doing.
Hillary Duff is not quite old enough, so I ain't never seen a
butt like that.
Maybe next year I'll say ass and she'll make my PB go
doing, doing, doing.
The way she moves, she dances like a go-go. In that video, she sings, get out your bozo. I need a new boyfriend. Hi, my name is Jojo. Police saying freeze.
Doing, doing, doing.
What do you mean, freeze? My computers will be seized and my keys to my ranch. I just bake cookies, Mr. Officer. Looky, take a whiff of these. Here, I make Jesus juice. Take a sip of these. Nobody is safe from me. No, not even me. I don't even know if I can say the word PB. On the radio, but I think I did. Janet, is that the press? I think I just saw it. Psych, I joke, I kid, I don't think my joke is working. I must flee quick, get to the chopper. Everybody get out. I am not Triumph, I am Arnold, get down.
The way you shake it, I can't believe it. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
The way you move it, you make my PB go
doing, doing, doing.
So Gwen Stefani, will you pee-pee on me, please? I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
Cause the way you move it, you make my pee-pee go
doing, doing, doing.
Fuck is wrong with you?
If there's any bitches in this room,
and there's something I gotta say,
for all the fools who fell for the first girl who comes their way, I've been down that road and now I'm back, sitting on square one, trying to pick myself up where I started from.
I never would have thought that I'd see you out of control. Even though my penis was deep down in your hole, you should know between us we was like mates or so. Nothing could intervene us, especially no hoes. You was more so the Shallan type I chose to more shows. Haunted you nights, I suppose. That's how it go. With time spent, emotion grows. In the beginning, friends, we decided to roll. So who's responsible when you get excited, explode, and Obi's grinning? Then you invite that Obi's cold, but bitches, they gon' talk. Niggas, they gon' hate. We established this way before we became mates. So what's required is that you chill with all that fire. Get your desire when I retire.
Still ain't got a fucking clue as to who you truly are. Almost went as far as introducing you to my daughters, till you went as far as going and snooping through my drawers. Now I just feel stupid for the loop that you threw me for. Can't believe I almost flew the coop for some stupid whore. You used to say all you wanted was for me to be yours. All I ever wanted from you was a few booty calls. If you recall, I used to treat you like a goofy broad. When we fucked, I refused to even take my jewelry off. But it threw me off the first time I called and you blew me off. It was a shock, it struck me as odd, but it turned me on. You started getting moody on me, pretty soon we'd argue. And the ruder you got, the more beautiful you got to me. And who they even knew that, who would they even thought possibly Cupid could shoot another one of them goddamn darts at me. It's true that I got shot in the heart, but when someone seems too good to be true, they usually are. But see, when you're in it, it's too hard to see till you pull up and see some other dude's car parked and reach up under the seat as your heart starts to beat. Before you make a decision, it's life altering. And just as you halt and you turn and you start to leave, you hear them words echoing, almost haunting, that taunting ring.
Tanya, this is 50. This lit off and left for the kicker with me. I complimented her. I said you have very nice lips. With my imagination, I could see her sucking my dick. We played the phone game. A week later, shit changed fast. Had her coming over in a cab to give me some ass. Downtown Manhattan on the balcony, stare at the skyline. Penthouse full of imported shit. You know how I grind. She got the talking, talking like an opportunist too. Why talk when sucking my dick is the real career move? Says she's an inspiring actress. She do videos for practice. Yeah, yeah. Now how many times I done heard that shit?
Never had. I can see you sad, even when you smile, even when you laugh. I can see it in your eyes, deep inside you wanna cry, cause you're scared. I ain't there, daddy's with you in your prayers. No more crying, wipe them tears. Daddy's here, no more nightmares. We gon' pull together through it, we gon' do it. Laney uncle's crazy, ain't he? Yeah, but he loves you, girl, and you better know it. World we got in this world, when it spins, when it swirls, when it whirls, when it twirls. Two little beautiful girls, looking puzzled in a daze. I know it's confusing you, daddy's always on the move, mama's always on the news. I try to keep you sheltered from it, but somehow it seems the harder that I try to do that, the more it backfires on me. All the things growing up is daddy that he had to see. Daddy don't want you to see, but you see just as much as he did. We did not plan it to be this way, your mother and me, but things have got so bad between us. I don't see us ever being together ever again like we used to be when we was teenagers. But then of course everything always happens for a reason. I guess it was never meant to be, but it's just
is something we have no control over, and that's what destiny is. But no more worries, rest your head and go to sleep. Maybe one day we'll wake up and this'll all just be a dream.
Now hush, little baby, don't you cry. Everything's gonna be alright. Stiffen that up, pull it up, little lady. I told ya, daddy's here to hold ya through the night. I know mommy's not here right now, and we don't know why. We feel how we feel inside. It may seem a little crazy, pretty baby, but I promise mama's gonna be alright.
It's funny, I remember back one year when daddy had no money. Mommy wrapped the Christmas presents up and stuck them under the tree and said some of them were from me, cause daddy couldn't buy them. I'll never forget that Christmas, I sat up the whole night crying cause daddy felt like a bum. See, daddy had a job, but his job was to keep the food on the table for you and mom. And at the time, every house that we lived in either kept getting broken into and robbed or shot up on the block, and your mom was saving money for you in a jar, trying to start a piggy bank for you so you could go to college. Almost had $1,000 till someone broke in and stole it. And I know it hurt so bad it broke your mama's heart. And it seemed like everything was just starting to fall apart. Mom and dad was arguing a lot, so mama moved back on the Chalmers in a flat one bedroom apartment, and dad moved back to the other side of 8 Mile on Novara. And that's when daddy went to California with his CD and met Dr. Dre and flew you and mama out to see me. But daddy had to work, you and mama had to leave me. Then you started seeing daddy on the TV and mama didn't like it, and you and Lainey were too young to understand it. Papa was a rolling stone, mama developed a habit, and it all happened too fast for either one of us to grab it. I'm just sorry you were there and had to witness it firsthand, cause all I ever wanted to do was just make you proud. Now I'm sitting in this empty house, just reminiscing, looking at your baby pictures. It just trips me out to see how much you both have grown. It's almost like your sisters now. Wow, I guess you pretty much are, and daddy's still here. Lainey, I'm talking to you too. Daddy's still here. I like the sound of that chair. It's got a ring to it, don't it? Shh, mama's only gone for the moment.
Now hush, little baby, don't you cry. Everything's gonna be alright. Stiffen that up, pull it up, little lady. I told ya, daddy's here to hold ya through the night. I know mommy's not here right now, and we don't know why. We feel how we feel inside. It may seem a little crazy, pretty baby, but I promise mama's gonna be alright. And if you ask me to, daddy's gonna buy you a mockingbird. I'ma give you the world. I'ma buy a diamond ring for you. I'ma sing for you. I'll do anything for you to see you smile. And if that mockingbird don't sing and that ring don't shine, I'ma break that birdie's neck. I go back to the jeweler who sold it to ya and make him eat every carrot. Don't fuck with that. You make me sick. You're truly the only one who can do this to me. You just make me get so crazy. I go schizo, I get so insane. I just go schizophrenic. 1 minute I wanna slit your throat, the next I wanna sex. You make me crazy the way we act like two maniacs in the sack. We fuck like two jackrabbits, and maybe that's a bad habit, cause the next day we're right back at it in the same exact pattern. What the fuck is the matter with us? We can't figure out if it's lust or it's love. Which that is attracting us to each other? They say that every man grows up to marry his own mother, which would explain why you're such a motherfucking bitch. But I stand still, stick it out with you, even though I just hit you today. But you deserve it, you hit me first and provoked me to choke you just cause I came home late last night, crawled in bed and I woke you. But if there's one thing about you that I admire, it's baby, because you stay with me, maybe cause you're as crazy as I am. Cause when I look at you, I can see an angel in your eyes. But if I look deeper inside, I see a freakish little side. Like a devil in disguise, you're always full of surprises, always pulling devices out your purse, little vibrators and dildos. You fuck yourself so much, you barely feel those anymore. You're only 24, but you're plenty more mature than those other little hoes who just act like little girls, like they're in middle school. Still, you're crazy, sexy, cool, chillin'. You play your position, you never step out of line. Even though I stay in your business, you've always kept out of mine. I wonder what's on your mind. Sometimes they say love is blind. Maybe that's why the first time I doubted your eye, you ain't see the sign. Or maybe you did, maybe you like being sharp. Maybe cause we're crazy in love.
from my penis to my pad. The moral, the very fiber, the whole substance to my rap. You are my reason for being, the meaning of my existence. If it wasn't for you, I would never be able to spit this sentence. I do in the irony is you rely on me as much as I rely on you to inspire me like you do. You provide me the light of fluid, the fuel to my fire. You're my entire supply of gas, the match and igniter. The only way that I'm able to stay so stable is you're the legs to my table. If you were to break, I'd fall on my face. But I'm always gonna make you feel I don't need you as much as I really need you, so you don't use it to your advantage. But you're essential to me, you're the air I breathe. I believe if you ever leave me, I probably have no reason to be. You are the Kim to my Marshall, you're the Slim to my Shady, the Dre to my Eminem, the Elena to my Haley. You are the word that I'm looking for when I'm trying to describe how I feel inside, and the right one just won't come to my mind. You're like the pillar that props me up, the beam that supports me, the bitch who never took half, the wife who never divorced me. You're like the roots of my evil, you let my devil come out me. You let me beat this shit out you before you beat this shit out me. And no matter how much, too much is never enough. Maybe cause we're crazy in love.